the Hispanic teenagers and the brownish teenagers and the white teenagers, it doesn't really matter. Remember his nominating speech that he spoke at president? He didn't become Kerry, didn't become president. That's what won the hearts of people. And that's what they said, we need a black president. We need a white, non-white president, because that's the best symbol of a new America for all the children of the world, the blacks and the browns and the darks and the lights and the yellows and the yellowers or whatever. Because children that I saw back in Pakistan and then in England, that was that, you know, that almost a dreamland. So the music tells me that I have to take leave. This has been Science, Health and Healing. This is WBAI 99.5 FM. Please join me next Wednesday. Until we meet again, may you be gracious, graceful and generous in your spirit. Good night.
Majid Ali came to you live here on listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York. Broadcasting at 99.5 on the FM dial. Streaming live on the web at WBAI.org. Coming up this evening, in 1 hour, Jim Freund starting early again. A two-hour edition of Hour of the Wolf from 1 to 3. Lester will be here. Burn, Baby Burn Clappers at 3 o'clock. And a sandwich with the program we're about to hear. Coming up now and again at 5. And if you've been intrigued by this seminar coming up, why, it's coming up this weekend. So if you haven't signed up yet, you might want to do so. All right. One promo, and we'll be off with an hour-long seminar.
Wake up to the morning show on WBAI.
Tar-sense fuel is some of the dirtiest fuel on the planet. It's 17% more greenhouse gas intensive than regular crude, which means every barrel you burn is even worse for the climate. Scientists have referred to it as the fuse to the largest carbon bomb.
For a different take on what's happening in the city, the nation, and our world.
The reality often, in certain things, trumps kind of the perception the media is putting out, and they're parading that kind of perception only deepens the resolve, I think, of many to fight back, and I think that's exactly what we're seeing.
Tune into The Morning Show, Monday through Fridays from 6 to 8 a.m.
What we're seeing is that there is wide-scale concern about the impact that both this, the revelations of surveillance that we know about, but also just the threat more generally is having on journalists and on their sources.
Only on WBAI 99.5 FM and online at WBAI.org. WBAI, your true community alternative.
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr and it's great to be with you today. I am so excited to be here because we are now in New York. And this whole
show has been in Los Angeles for the past 15 years on KPFK, our sister station here at WBAI. And I'm really happy to have the AWARE show here in New York and in New York airwaves. And I have on with me today a guest who I've had before on the show. You've heard him before on WBAI. His name is Chris Howard. He is a wealth creation specialist. Chris is somebody who has helped people throughout the past two decades find how to transform their lives in ways through relationship, wealth, anything having to do with transformation. He teaches a specific course in transformational hypnosis and also in a certification in certain NLP techniques, which we're going to be talking about today on the show. And thank you for being here, Chris.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, and you met many of the people here from the WBAI listeners the last time you were in New York, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a phenomenal show. We did the weekend seminar, which was the Transformational Hypnosis Certification. But we did have, we had to change the venues. And because what had happened was we had so many people that had enrolled as part of the fund drive for WBAI that we had to change the venues. And unfortunately, we, you know, not everybody was able to make it to the new venue. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is I've added another program in for December 5th through the 7th, in order to capture those people who weren't able to come to the fund, who weren't able to come to the event last time.
Okay, great.
And provide that event back in New York, right where we said we were going to do it. So we're back for you, and also invite new friends and help to raise some more money for the station.
Great. Okay, so this is the fund drive here for WBAI, and this, all of the time that Chris is spending with teaching these courses and these classes, all of the money that is raised goes directly towards the station. So if you've been a listener of WBAI for a long time, or if you're a new listener of the radio station, knowing that this is all of the funds that are raised during this particular show goes to support WBAI and this wonderful station that has been in existence for a very long time. And that's the nature of public radio. You basically, what you put in, you get out. You, by raising money for the station, you keep the station on the air, and the programming has always been very committed to the news behind the news and the truth in media. So it is one of the last models like it that does a volunteer-run organization. So we're really glad to be able to raise money for the station. And mostly, what I'm really happy about is how to explain to people and have people experience, rather, the fact that they have a choice when it comes to raising their level of consciousness, finances, relationships, that you don't necessarily have to stay stuck in the same rut that you have been in year after year after year, and looking outside for something to be able to change that circumstance. There are options and choices when it comes to your growth. And that's one of the things that you talk about the most, Chris, is choice in personal growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I've endeavored to do, I've been in the field for 20 years, and I've taught all over the world. I've taught thousands and thousands of people. We have regularly 2,000, 3,000 people in a room for almost 10 years of my teaching experience. And what I look to do is empower people. You know, everything I teach comes under the umbrella of empowerment. How do you empower people to produce the results that you want to produce in your life? And so I teach various tools for doing that. You know, the greatest compliment that I've gotten over the years is that what we, you know, if you compare it to anything else that's out there, and I think there's all sorts of great stuff out in the marketplace, but what we do is we actually equip you. We put the tools in your hands so that you can continually design your life the way that you want. And it's just been an incredibly rewarding quest to be on this quest to learn these tools. And I've been like a research company, and to see the transformation that happens. You know, we, the last class that we held out here in New York for the WBAI listeners, people were coming up at the end, you know, hugging us with tears in their eyes, saying that their lives have been transformed so much. And that's, you know, that's why I do what I do, more than anything else.
So let's talk about the weekend again. You're doing a weekend event here in New York, and it's December 5, 6, and 7.
Yep, it's a brand new weekend that it was not on the calendar. We've decided to do it, especially for anybody that couldn't make it, that had made donations to the station, that couldn't come to the last weekend. This one's in New York, New York. It's going to be there. We're going to hold it in New York no matter what, because now we've got some time to do it. And we're inviting new donors, too.
Great. And they're also the we want to encourage people to give us a call because the space is limited. So we're going to take the first 100 callers into the space so that you can get a chance to experience this entire weekend. So, again, okay, there's 3 days that happen, December 5, 6, 7. Okay, so here's the phone number, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And donate to WBAI. And... well, we'll give you the surprise in a little bit. There's a surprise.
There's actually a couple of surprises, yeah.
A bunch of surprises. Okay, so let's talk about the weekend. You're starting off with a Friday night.
Yeah, so the new program, and by the way, we kind of trialed it for the first time with last time we were in New York. We actually did the program in New Jersey last time. But we trialed for the first time bringing a couple of programs that I do together, and we've refined it now, and I've really worked to make it extremely just action-packed and power-filled, and I've now designed the best program that we've ever done, and I think that it says a lot because we've had so many people come in and love the program. What happens now is you get two certifications when you go through this program. You're certified in my proprietary technologies of neurodesign engineering, and we'll talk about that in a bit, and you're also certified in transformational hypnosis. Now, when people walk out from the seminar, a lot of people, and I got this from New York when I was out there, people walked out certified, and we got emails at 8 o'clock in the morning on the next day after the program. Somebody said, I just got my first two clients, which is phenomenal because they said at $150 an hour, which is what I suggested that they charge if they're going to do this professionally. Some people come in just for the personal development of the mm-hmm. weekend. A lot of people said, you know what, if I could do this professionally, I would. I recommend people charge $150 an hour, and I help to build them, and I teach them how to make a practice out of it if they want. But we got an email at 8 o'clock the next morning saying, I just got my first two clients. So they donated $150 to the station, but they made $300 by 8 a.m. the next morning.
Oh my goodness. So people have an opportunity to be able to add this to their current practice if you're already a practitioner or a life coach.
Practitioner, life coach, healer, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. You can add this to your repertoire, or you can actually make a business out of this. You can launch a practice of a transformational coach.
Yeah, we're spreading the tools of transformation. We give you the actual tools. When you walk out, you'll know an 8-step process for being able to do transformational hypnosis with anybody, which is part of neurodesign engineering, which is a set of tools that I developed over the past 20 years of my life to create your life the way that you want, or help to bring out the very best in other people. And it's made up of hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming, and I worked at Dale Carnegie training for years, and I've had a research company just researching the finest tools for designing your life the way you want, and we built the largest NLP training company in the world, so you're coming to the right place when you come and learn this stuff.
And especially if you're the type of person that really feels that sense of complete joy when you've helped somebody else.
Well, and that's who we get, because when people come in, it's because they care about people. I know if you're listening right now and you're going, wow, this sounds neat. It's because you care about people. You want to make a difference in the world.
And you love it when you see somebody change.
And you probably want to make a difference in your own life, too. So maybe your finances aren't at the level where you want them to be. Or maybe you don't have the notoriety that you feel like you could or should. Or maybe you see other people with half the talent that you have out there having far more success at some level, however you define success. So maybe you're not experiencing life the way that you could, and if that's you, then you absolutely want to come and join us for Consciousness Unleashed. And here's the first night. So the first night, I'm so excited about this. Mm-hmm. So in the first night, we go into the history of transformation, the history of consciousness, and I go back to Pythagoras and Plato and how they early Greek philosophers looked at the makeups of the universe and how things, the early philosophers believed that everything was one primordial substance that manifested in infinite diversity, which is kind of interesting because we come back to similar thoughts from a quantum perspective. And mm-hmm. So we go into the history of that stuff. It's in a very rich, rich history. And we go into the history of transformation and healing and various modalities for healing. And when we get into hypnosis, I'm actually going to do a hypnosis stage show that night, Friday night. And people go, well, hold on, I'm serious about this. Why would I want to see a stage show? Because stage shows are part of what kept hypnosis out there. And when you understand them, you'll be better than 9 out of 10 people out there practicing today. And you get to see what it's about, releasing your full potential and being able to accomplish things that were never before possible.
Now, in just to demystify hypnosis for a minute, hypnosis, who is it that said all hypnosis is self-hypnosis?
You know, it's been said over and over again, but yeah. Erickson, Dr. Milton Erickson said that all hypnosis is about learning how to go into a trance, which essentially is the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, essentially, we're in a trance when we're sitting in front of a piece of chocolate cake eating it when we shouldn't be. That's one form of hypnosis.
Yeah, but, you know, the reality is that you and I are in a trance right now, and the people listening, as you're listening, you are in a trance right now. And the reason why I say that is because back in 1933, Alfred Korzybski wrote a book called Science and Sanity, and one of the big things he said in there is that the map is not the territory that it represents. It's just a representation of a territory. So even a best map of New York built full to scale still wouldn't be New York. It's mm-hmm. just a representation. We don't experience the world as it is. We experience the world through our thoughts about the world. So it's inside our head, through our perceptions. Right. So, but people mistake their perceptions for being the world all the time. And the map isn't the territory. Mm-hmm. So we are constantly in a trance. There's never a moment that you or I or anybody else isn't in a trance. So we could almost look at it like we're not hypnotizing people, we're dehypnotizing people.
Well, you're also choosing what you would like to hypnotize yourself over, because
none of it's real anyway. Yeah.
We might be hypnotizing ourselves to believe that we're not worth getting a raise. We might be hypnotizing ourselves to believe that we're not worth having perfect health and agile bodies.
Ourselves that the chocolate cake is really going to make us
feel better, yeah. Right? So wouldn't you like to have power over those types of thoughts and actually choose and align yourself with the values that support those new thoughts? So supporting yourself of being the automatic thought that would come in would be, I deserve to feel healthy and to have a strong, agile body that likes to move and run and do yoga. I deserve to be in that relationship with that one person that supports me and loves me as much as I love them. I deserve to have that raise or create this business of my own because I'm good enough to, or I can be an entrepreneur or whatever. Wouldn't you like to choose those thoughts? And that's what Chris takes you through the weekend, is that you really go through a whole values alignment program or process where you learn what your values are, and they're quite often different than when you walk into the room. What you think they are gets transformed when you really dive deeply into. And then how many of us even take a minute out to learn what your values are in the first place? I mean, there's Fortune 500 companies out there that every single employee needs to be aligned with the values, and they need to live and do their jobs based on these values.
And they pay $250,000 to get consultants
trained
to come in and teach them how to do it. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be great if we had that in our life? You know, here's my value for my life, and I live every single day, and I look at my top five values, and I live my day on these values of loving myself, loving my family, doing something to make money every single day, and eating healthy. I mean, wouldn't that be great if you had your day, you had that on your mirror or your steering wheel, you lived your life by these, and any other decision that was out there that pulled you away from those values you didn't do, so that you would only be focused on the things that improved your life?
I think it would be great. And I think what would even be even more great is if it just was, you know, if it was who you were. So rather than being aspirational, it was intrinsic. And that's part of where we can get things with the right technologies and stuff, is to take it from the mirror and put it inside yourself so that you're living in that way. So the old habits, and I'm not saying that, you know, if that were so, people go, boy, if that were that easy, you know, why isn't everybody doing it? But it's not necessarily that easy. And it's something that you can learn how to install. You can change your life, and you can change it very quickly. And that's what we teach inside this weekend. And part of it is, if you sat down and you did hypnosis two times a day, self-hypnosis, which you'll also learn inside this weekend when you come.
Which is cool.
Yeah, you're going to learn an 8-step process, so you'll be able to walk out and do hypnosis with anybody, anytime, any place. You could do Skype calls and do coaching. You could have a consulting fee, even if you didn't want to make this your career path. And a lot of people just come for the personal development. But if you want to, you know, I think you're your greatest asset. And if you learn this stuff, you'll never go hungry again, because then you can do, you know, you could do your work from anywhere you want, on any beach on the planet, any paradise, and you could, you know, do things via Skype. And we'll talk about that, and I'll teach you how to do that as well.
We did a really cool process, Chris and I was adopting a new eating program into my life, and I talked about this on the last show, and it really worked amazingly. Because,
really?
Yes, because I was allergic to certain foods that I didn't know I was allergic to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like corn, for example, and I was eating corn chips, corn tortillas, corn everything, because I'd been gluten-free for a long time. And when I found out I was allergic to corn, I wanted to go through a hypnosis session with you so that I could hypnotize myself out of eating corn, but into eating more protein and vegetables, more of the foods that my body is not allergic to.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I know exactly what to reach for, and I'm conscious of the corn chips. I don't buy them at the store any longer. I don't go to the place where they serve them any longer.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
I know. But for me, it's lethal to my body. My body's very allergic to the byproduct of genetically modified corn. So to get the inflammation out of my body, which makes me feel better, much healthier, inflammation's down, and I can think clearer, I needed to get that out of my body. It was toxic to me.
Right.
But I didn't know how. And that was a great way to do it. So you can choose. This is a perfect example of how you choose what you want to embed into your neurology and really make a significant difference in your life.
It is a perfect example, because I always tell people, you know, successful people, they say successful people are the people that get themselves to do the things that unsuccessful people are unwilling to do. But I always take it one step further. Successful people are the people that get themselves to love to do the things that unsuccessful people are unwilling to do. So if you fell in love with working out and eating right, you'd be in better health. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you, the listener, right now. If you fell in love with going out and building a brand and building your business and building your dream and monetizing that you'd make more money. There's no doubt about it. If you fell in love with fulfilling your spouse, you'd have a better relationship. If you know, so what these tools teach you how to do is how to fall in love with anything that you want in order to create the life that you want to create, and then, you know, help other people to do the same thing. If you're in management, you're a leader, and you need to have those tools. If you're a parent, you're a leader. You need to have those tools in order to bring out the best
Absolutely.
In your children. If you're a teacher, you need to have these tools. If you're in a coach, you need to have these tools. This program is going to teach you how to, and by the way, this is, we're looking for donations for the station. We are raising money right now for the station, and it's $150 donation, but we only have 100 spots that we're going to take. We're taking calls for right now. You get to bring one friend.
Yes,
oh, I just told
you this. Yes.
I revealed the secret. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's perfect.
You get to bring a friend with you.
That's exciting because you want to have other people who are in your life on the same page as you. If it's a significant other, if it's a loved one, if it's a business partner, whatever it is, you get to bring a friend. For the one donation of $150 to the station, you get to bring one person with you, which is super cool. That's why we have to limit it to 100, because that'll fill 200 people right away. Again, the event is December 5, 6, 7 in New York. Call right now. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And donate to WBAI. Also, you can donate online at give2wbai.org. That's G-I-V-E, the number 2wbai.org. And the phone number again is 212-209-2950. Give us a call right now. Tell the volunteers in the phone room that you give them your name and you're here for the Chris Howard event. It's called Consciousness Unleashed. It's a live Chris Howard event and certification, which we haven't even gotten to yet.
Yeah, it's certification in neurodesign engineering and transformational hypnosis.
Okay. And again, it's $150 donation to the station, and you plus one, which is a really amazing deal, because there's many people who are already enrolled in this event who have paid $397 per person to go, but Chris has dropped the price, which is a huge value to you, and allowed you to bring a friend just so the station could raise money. And that's wonderful. But more so, what you will get out of this weekend is absolutely priceless. It's well beyond the $150 donation. You could turn around and charge $150 an hour for what you're learning in this particular course. Now, let's talk about
Let me just also say, if you donated last time on the last fund drive and you weren't able to attend the course because we had to move it to New Jersey, this program is for you. You do not have to donate again if you've already donated. We've got you on the list. We're going to contact you, and we will get you signed up, set up, and ready to go for you and for one friend. Now, if you haven't, and I'm talking only specifically for those who donated for the transformational hypnosis course last time.
And you have their name on a list.
And we have your name on a list, so we will contact you. So, hooray, here we are, and we're bringing this out here to New York, New York. And if you have yet to donate, if you haven't donated for this, do it right now. We want to raise money for the station, and we want to blow the numbers out of the water, and the lights are already lighting up. So people are calling right now. We got five lights. We need five more. So call right now. If you're usually the person who sits on the fence, we're talking to you right now. Pick up your phone right now. Make the pledge, and you're going to see that when you walk out of this program December 5th through 7th, you're going to walk out an entirely different person with the ability to make money for the rest of your life if you want to do that, or the ability to change your life in powerful, powerful ways.
All right. The number again is 212-209-2950. Now we have eight people that are calling in right now, and that's eight people. If we get another board full of 10, then this, you know, this board will light up 10 more times with 10 people, and we will definitely sell out of this. And I'm encouraging this just because if you're listening right now and you're driving along, or if you're in the subway, or you're doing whatever, you know, you're listening to this in your headphones and you're just in a rut. You're stuck. Something significant happened that knocked you off your path, and you have not been able to get the confidence to get back on it. This is for you, because yes, we get delivered blows. Things change. Major upsets happen in our life. People pass away. I mean, things like that really hold the soul into place for a while. Unless you have tools and technologies that can enable you and support you with a group of like-minded people to be able to move beyond that stuck place and take your next step, this is inspiration that you cannot buy. This has to be experienced. And you know who you are if you've been in that place for a long time. I get it. I know it hurts. And I know that it stays stuck for a while. But you do have a choice around it. If it's disabling your relationships, if it's affecting you as a parent to be able to parent properly, you know that it's soul-robbing, and that is not where I want you to be. I want you to have the experience of living to your fullest potential and then giving that to the help of others and to enable their growth. So give us a call right now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Because if you're also the type that wants to help other people, this is a great way. You get two certifications in the three-day program. Can we go through some of the...
Yeah, I want to go through. You know what just popped into my head just before we do? I had, and this is a strange story, but we had, just after we taught the weekend, last month, I think it was, in New Jersey, we had somebody email us within 2 days of the program. They had gone through the program, and you learn how to do a complete hypnotic session with somebody to help them perform...
It's really cool.
...double their sales, or help them to increase their memory, or whatever. They had a friend who witnessed somebody getting shot.
Wow.
Yeah. And the friend was a witness, but couldn't remember the details. And they hypnotized her after coming out of this class.
Wow.
Within 2 days. We have this email.
You're kidding.
Hypnotized her, and she was able to recover the numbers on the license plate of the person, and they got the guy, and they arrested him who had done it.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. Within 2 days of our New Jersey course.
What?
Only in New York, right? But
it's great. That's incredible.
Isn't that? I mean, it's wild.
Story. Yes.
Wild.
I do know the power of hypnosis is very, very amazing. I mean, they used to use that in forensic cases.
They still do all the time.
Yes, all the time, huh?
All the time, yeah.
Very fascinating. It's just the unconscious. I mean, it's the subconscious mind, right, that rules 90% of our behavior, arguably 99%.
Arguably all of it, you know?
Yes.
It's like...
yeah. And so why not learn how to harness that energy? Okay, so let's go through maybe one of their of the techniques. That
I'll share with you something, and we still haven't told them about the bonus. There is a bonus on a bonus day that we're going to share with you. That's just another surprise.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, but
we like surprises.
Yeah, but we like surprises. So you know, I want to share with you just the power of your own mind. So as you're listening right now, just to give you an example of some of the kind of technologies and stuff that you're going to learn as you come into this weekend, and you're going to be blown away. You're going to walk out with a tool set that just blows you away. But I want you to get, I want you to consider, and you really have to play to get this. So you have to go through the process. But and as you're listening, consider an area of your life where you're just feeling really stuck right now, or that's not working for you at the level that you want. And just consider what that level, what that area is. And as you consider that place where you really feel stuck or that's a problem for you right now, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And when I ask you the questions, all you have to do is fully consider the answers. And when you do it, you have to fully consider them with ferocious curiosity, like really looking for the answer. You can't just say, oh, no, I don't know. You can't, you know, you can't bail out of it. You have to have the right attitude about this for this to work. All right, so you have to play along. Okay, so think of that area where you really feel stuck or you've got a problem. Everybody get that in mind. And here's my first question. What specifically do you want? What specifically do you want? So just fully consider your answer to that question. What specifically do you want? Okay, so I'm asking you about your outcome. What do you want? Okay, now if it's negatively stated where you go, well, I don't want to be so pissed off all the time, then you got to change it.
That's how we usually walk around.
That's how we usually
always tell you what we don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead, well, if you're not pissed off all the time, what will you be instead? What do you want to be? So make sure it's positively stated your answer. So if I don't want to walk around pissed off, then say, well, what do I want to be? I want to be happy. Okay, so make sure that it's positively stated as your answer. You got to be your own best coach here, right? So what specifically do you want? And make sure it's positively stated. Okay, now as you come up with your answer to that question in your mind, here's my next question. When you think of what you want, where are you now in relationship to what you want? So fully consider the answer to that question. Where are you now in relationship to what you want? Just fully consider that. Okay, and then here's my next question. What are you going to see differently when you have what you want? And I leave that a little vague and ambiguous. What are you going to see differently? Fill it in however you want, but make sure it's positively stated. So if you say, well, I won't see this, well, what will you see? So make sure it's positively stated. What are you going to see differently when you have what you want? And then what are you going to hear differently when you have what you want? And that could be, what do you hear yourself saying? What do you hear outside of you? But what are you going to hear differently when you have what you want? Okay, and then once you've considered what you're going to hear differently, what are you going to feel when you have what you want? When you, and really consider what you'll feel. Okay, so don't be trite in your responses. Really go into it and go, okay, that's what I'd feel, right? So how are you going to, here's the next question, how are you going to know when you have what you want? Like, what's your evidence procedure? How are you going to know? Okay, well, I'll just know it. But how will you know it? Right? So come up with an answer to that. How will you know when you have what you want? Now, here's my next question. What resources do you have that will assist you in creating what you want? Now, those resources could be internal resources or external resources, but like confidence could be an internal resource. Money could be an external resource. What are the resources? What resources do you have that'll help you create what you want? Okay, so just kind of do a little list in your mind. Then here's the next one. What resources do you need in order to create what you want? Just kind of do a little list in your mind. What resources do you need to create what you want? Okay, then next question. What is this outcome going to get for you or allow you to do? What is this outcome going to get for you or allow you to do? And make sure it's positively stated once again. If ever you get a negatively stated something that comes into your mind, change it and say, what's the positively stated? What's it going to get for you or allow you to do? Okay, so now here's the next question. Next question is, what's important to you about what that outcome is going to get for you or allow you to do? What's important to you about what that resource is going to get for you or allow you to do? Just come up with the answer to that. And my next question is, how committed are you to that? How committed are you to that? And so my next question is, when are you going to stop it from being a limitation? When are you going to stop that old problem from being a limitation? And then, how many ways do you know that you've solved this? Just come up with some answers. How many ways do you know that you've solved this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come up with a few of those answers. And then the final question is this. What were you pretending not to know in order to have thought that you had that problem? What were you pretending not to know in order to have thought that you had that problem? Okay.
I was focusing on creating more vacations.
Uh-huh.
Because I tend to get so busy and stuck in the grind that I don't build in those really great family vacations. And I saw this movie the other day, and it was really touching. It was called The Power of the Heart. And it was about a woman who, or a couple, whose daughter went off to college. She was riding her bike from college, and her daughter got hit by a drunk driver.
Mm.
So the daughter was, had passed. And this couple was in such unbelievable pain, but they turned it into something that was such a beautiful, positive thing in their life. And then I looked at this movie and I said, oh my God, if my daughter were to leave right now, have I spent enough time? Have I spent enough family time? Have I kissed her every night to tell her and my husband how much I deeply love them, or if I just, did I just dive back into work that night?
Right.
So I want to build in more family time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of my biggest values, and I definitely don't think I'm doing enough of that right now.
Right.
So
what came up for you each time we asked a question? I know the audience was going through this. You were going through this as you were listening.
The value that I placed on work over the value that I placed on
family.
Family.
Yeah.
And so we always have a fantastic time on vacation.
Right.
And we love and bond, and our best memories are vacations.
Mm.
And we used to build in a lot of vacations, and we have not so much.
Right.
So I'd like
She says that as I just spent time with her and her family in Capri this year, Capri, Italy. Because of a conference. Yeah, that's true.
We wound up taking a little trip because you talked us into it.
Yeah, and we're going to Bali in December, all of us.
A good vacation, right? Let's do that together. There's so much. I mean,
no, but I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I do, you know, I do tend to get pretty focused.
Right.
So, hyper-focused. So building in that why behind it, you know, is probably the most important thing. If somebody is in this position and thinking, I want to switch my job, but I have no idea how,
right,
how would you coach someone into that, about the value around it?
Well, no, it's real similar. What a perfect segue into the bonus that people get when they come to this weekend in Consciousness Unleashed, which is certified. First of all, you get certified in neurodesign engineering. You get certified in transformational hypnosis so that you can coach people through things, and whether you ever do it for a profession or not is irrelevant. You're gonna learn how to be the best coach for yourself, how to bring out the best in other people. It'll blow you away. But our bonus that we're giving absolutely free, this is part of your donation that you make to WBAI right now. So if you haven't donated yet, I'm talking to you, pick up the phone and call right now.
Let's get a couple more people to give us a call. The number is 212-209-2950. Also, you can donate online at give2wbai.org. That's G-I-V-E, the number 2wbai.org. And the phone number again is 212-209-2950. Give us a call right now. When we were going through that process, phones went a little quiet now.
Yeah, we need more lines lighting up. Here we go.
To call us. But yes, we're between processes. So, this is just times a zillion when you're
There's three lines. We need seven more. So if you're listening, light those lines up right now. Pick up the phone and call right now. The station needs you.
212-209-2950. Yes, definitely. This is a fun drive here at WBAI, and this is the time where you get to support. Talk about a reciprocal giving effect here. When you support one thing, you receive in other ways that you can never even pinpoint, but this you can pinpoint.
Look at this. You're giving money to the station so you continue the programming, and then you get to come to this amazing experience, which is the best weekend I've ever designed. I'm so thrilled to do this. And if you want to turn this into a business, you can walk out. By the way, I believe that this weekend is more powerful for a lot of people than if they were to spend $300,000 for a 4 or 5 year degree that they went to university.
Really?
I swear to God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's so hands-on?
Well, yeah, no, because I've had people come in and say, boy, I thought this is everything I thought my psychology degree was going to be, or this is everything that I thought my entrepreneurial degree was going to be, because you go through the weekend, we teach you process after process after process, and you walk out and you're able to do it. Well, we don't teach you a bunch of theory and stuff. What we do is we give you a process that you can walk out, and where can you walk out and start charging $150 an hour, which is what I recommend to my students. And when you think about a doctor, how much they charge, or a lawyer, how much a lawyer charge.
But this, they have degrees. This gives you a different type of certification, because the tools and techniques that you get here, most people, what they learned in college, haven't updated a lot of their tools.
Either they haven't updated their tools, or they go out into the job pool and they find out that even with a degree, it's very difficult to get a job. Mm. What you need to get a job is you need to be good.
Yes.
You need to be extraordinary.
You need to have that edge. Yes.
Yeah. But when you walk out of this, you are good. You have the ability to charge $150 an hour, and show me how many, if you took the average of college graduates that came out, and I'm not knocking college, by the way. I think any type of education is phenomenal, but there's no place on the planet that can give you the skill level that we give for $150 donation to the station that provides the programming, where I had a student that came out, like I said, we had more than just one email, people coming in saying, I just booked my first client. People booked their first clients during the weekend.
Really?
So they were booking $150 clients, and they had already made back their money. And then somebody sent us an email, book two clients the next day at 8 a.m. That's $300. You can't do that.
That was really happening. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well,
so on the business day, so how do you do it for a business if we're coaching somebody for a business? So on what we do is we have a bonus Monday. This is optional. You don't have to come, because on Monday it's a work day. I get it. But on Monday, what we do is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., it's free. It's part of your donation. We have a bonus day called Explosive Growth, Your Business Unleashed. And if you want to learn how to turn all this stuff into a business, I've been blessed to have trained more, and I hesitate to throw the number out because it's just, but more $1 million+ speakers, trainers, authors, coaches in 4 different countries around the world over a decade. We became the place to go to get the training. And we had, so I've trained thousands upon thousands of people that come in and who built successful coaching practices, have become consultants, have just used this as an adjunct to what they were already doing so they could do Skype coaching, whatever they want. And we're going to teach you how to do that. We're going to teach you in the Monday, it's all about the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how do you make a business that actually produces results. And, the people, when they come into the programs, if I ask them, I say, well, if you only had a breakthrough in one area, where would it be? Would it be your health? And a few people raise their hands. Would it be your relationships? A few people. Would it be your families? A few people raise their hands. But then I say, how about career and finances? And every hand goes up. 90% of the hands will go up just for that. Mm.
It's definitely a sore spot. And I don't know if we've ever really recovered from that recession in our minds.
But in our minds, there you go.
Institutions might have recovered, but in our minds, we're still in that scarcity conversation.
And which is, but it is all in our minds, and that's the thing. It's Einstein said, all of our problems are problems of imagination. All of our solutions are solutions of imagination. Regardless of market conditions, regardless of real estate conditions, regardless of any of those things, there's people that do very well in any type of condition. So you got to ask yourself, what's the difference? And Warren Buffett says that the tide comes in, the tide goes out. When the tide goes out, you get to see who's been swimming naked. And the people who are swimming naked are the people that have not intelligently set themselves up so that they can succeed no matter what. And, you know, what this does, what the weekend does, and what I help people to do is become the type of person who can succeed no matter what on your terms, so that you can build your greatest dreams and put the scaffolding underneath those dreams. You become the person who's worth more because you have the skills to deliver more to the world, not worth more spiritually, worth more in real world terms. And you, so you become worth more on that front, but then you also learn how to put the, build the business, and you have to learn that. And we teach that. That's optional. It's free. It's Monday, 9 to 6, and people love it.
Now, what about getting rid of limiting beliefs that get into your way? A lot of people say, well, I can't because of this, that excuse, right? They really like brick walls in front of people that can't get through them.
There's a couple of things about that. A limiting belief, you know, and we have lots of techniques for getting rid of limiting beliefs. You know, I teach way beyond this. I have a whole educational path called the Fast Track that, you know, you've done, a lot of our friends have done. Yeah. And so I teach people how to break through limiting beliefs. But limiting beliefs could also sometimes just be a lack of knowledge. You know, people say, I don't have the money. Well, a lot of, you know, every great entrepreneur knows that there's $13 trillion circulating around the planet every single day looking for somebody to take care of it. There's a river of money flowing above our heads. All you got to do is tap your personal pipeline into it and let it flow to you. There's so much money that people are looking to give away for great ideas.
Donate to the station.
Absolutely. Well, donate to the station. But that, see, what, when you give, you receive far more. And that's the philosophy here, is that you've got to be able to give. Now, sometimes what you got to give is you got to give your time to learn the distinctions that will allow you to look at the world in a new way. Because truly, you know, there's incubators, whether it be here or whether it be in New York, in cities where if you apply for an incubator and they take you on board, they'll put money into your business idea, which means you can pay yourself a salary automatically. They'll let you use their resources, their designers, their, you know, there's so many ways to do things.
Interesting, yeah.
But people throw up. Up the walls and they just say, I can't, I can, you know. So it could be either breaking through the beliefs or, secondly, just educating yourself and getting knowledge. And when you get knowledge, those old beliefs can fall away, you know, like leaves from a tree in autumn.
Yes.
And then blow away with the breeze, so that they're things of the past. And so if you believe that you don't have the money to do what you want to do, or you believe that you need to have a X before you can make what you want to have happen, or you need to have achieved X, or you need to go to school for 20 years before you, those, I'm going to show you how to break through all those things. And we do teach you that at the weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if we can get these people to give us a call right now. If you're out there, if you're listening, and if you're really touched by this conversation or it sparked up your interest and you realize, this could be my opportunity to really break through and make a difference for myself, give us a call. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950, and donate to WBAI. Now, the weekend, again, that we're talking about, this weekend event is December 5, 6, 7 in New York, New York. You will have the opportunity to, if you had signed up for the other one and you couldn't make it, you will be contacted to come to this one. And we're also taking the first 100 callers. Now, we're well on our way to that. I don't have an exact count right now, but I see 10 lines lit up right now. Okay, if we can get 10 more people to give us a call, the number is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And donate to WBAI. You get to bring a friend. Now, I understand that it's exciting. You guys are getting this. The lines are lighting up. So let's keep the phone lines ringing.
Yes, call, and if you're calling and you can't get through, keep calling. Keep calling, because this is your opportunity. When this goes, there is a very limited space. When it goes, the aromas will stop. So call right now. If you're even thinking about it, pick up the phone, dial, and make your pledge right now to the station. It all goes to the station. It goes to supporting the programming that you're getting. And the value that we're going to give you is worth 10 times over that, maybe 100 times over.
And this is a great thing to do heading into the new year. Do you know that by the end of January, there are only 8% of people that actually carry through their New Year's resolutions, because they don't have a system or a structure or any technique underneath it to keep a hold of those? So let's start to set those values into place before the new year hits and before you freak out. Do this in December. Get your values aligned and all of your ducks in a row in December, so that you can really just explode in the new year and have a wonderful, exciting, best ever 2015. So give us a call at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And the weekend again is December 5, 6, 7. ask the volunteers in the phone room about the Chris Howard certification event. It's called Consciousness Unleashed. And again, it's December 5, 6, 7.
5, 6, 7. And that bonus day, the Monday, is on the 8th. And that's optional. But I highly recommend that you come to that. That's Business Unleashed, Explosive Growth. And all you have to do with your, when you call in to make your donation, more lines going there. Get even more. Come on, we need three more lines to fill up right now. So pick up the phone. If you've been thinking about it, do it right now. But when you call in to make your donation, we need to get your first and last name really clear, and then be really clear with your email, your best email address where we can contact you, as well as your phone number, so that we can get through to you and give you all the information for the event.
Now, when they bring a friend, will this friend also get a certification?
Yeah, you get to bring a friend. Your friend also gets certified. And people say, well, what if my friend doesn't want to get certified? Don't worry about that. Get the certification for the skills. You know, it's I remember, I got my first black belt when I was 21. I got a brown belt also in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. And I remember when I was getting the brown belt, I went to my instructor, Jorge and Gracie, and he said, you know, Chris, he's Brazilian. He says, Chris, the belt costs $7.99. The knowledge is priceless, right? So you're coming in for the skills, and regardless of whether you want to do it professionally or not, these are skills that you'll carry with you for the rest of your life.
Yes. And this could be if you're a parent, if you're a business owner, if you're an employee, if you are wanting to improve a relationship, if you have a strained relationship with your family members, this is a wonderful way to put into your value system, what family means to you, and if you would like to repair that, it doesn't give you the relationship techniques. It gives you the why, so that then you can figure it out. It's redefining your why in life. Why do you do the things you do, and why do you want to change them? That's a big point.
It'll blow you away, and you're going to walk out with the ability to do smoking cessation with people, to help people double their income,
help people stop smoking.
Oh yeah, you're gonna learn pain control. I'm going to do demonstrations of pain control there that will blow you away. I do so many demonstrations. It's like
to get out of pain.
To get out of pain. Yeah, I used to do that all across North America. Now I'm doing it again. But we have people that have been in excruciating pain, that have brought their pain. We had one guy just in New Jersey when we did it. He had excruciating pain on a scale from 0 to 100. He was at an 80. And we did a pain control demonstration in 30 minutes on stage. The pain disappeared in his knee and stayed gone. And he wrote to me back on Facebook a week after the event. He said, still no pain. And he'd had it for years and years and years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was just in New Jersey last month. So
because you convinced or hypnotized him out of the pain?
I worked with his unconscious mind, because the body mind is what controls all that stuff. And, you know, there's a doctor by the name of Sarno. Dr. Sarno wrote a book called Healing Back Pain, but it applies to just about anything. And he says, he's a medical doctor, he says that any pain that subsists or persists beyond 6 weeks of the initial onset of the injury, even for something like amputation, if it persists beyond 6 weeks of the initial onset of the injury, it's an unnecessary, and and it's due to unresolved negative emotions at the unconscious level.
Oh, it's the emotional level that you're feeling the pain.
Yeah,
fascinating. So yeah,
it's working with the person. And by the way, and you're not just going to see me working the magic on stage, which is amazing. We're going to give you the magic. We're going to teach you the magic, so you walk out with the tools, with the ability to do all of these things.
Experiential learning. I love that. Then you turn around and you teach it to someone else, and you work with someone else so that you can really learn.
Tell two friends. This is how you transform the world.
Yes. We have to raise the vibration here on this planet. All right. The phone number again, 212-209-2950. The number again, 212-209-2950. This is a live in-person event you and a friend will go to and change your life. It's December 5, 6, 7 in New York. Make sure that you give the volunteers in the phone room your information clearly, so that then Chris and his team could get back to you and let you know exactly where the event is, what you need to do or bring, you know, mentally prepare for the event, and the times and all the information. So make sure that you give your name, your phone number, and your email very clearly, so that Chris and his team can contact you. And again, this is December 5, 6, 7, and the 8th is optional, but you can, I mean, it's how to take all of what you just learned and turn it into a business to enhance anything that you do. I think that's a great bonus. So this is a huge thing. I mean, this is a 4-day event. People usually pay close to $400 to come to this event, and it's now available for donation to the station for $150 donation. And
plus a friend.
A friend, yes. Which is it's an incredible value. Think about the deal that you guys are such a deal. So you get a deal. That's good. All right. And I mean, it's great to hear the feedback that you've gotten from past events. Again, if you were signed up for that past event in New York and you couldn't make it, then Chris and his team will be contacting you and letting you know, getting you on the list for the new event here in New York. So we've got both of those areas covered. Okay, so again, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Let's see if we can get five more people calling.
Right now. And those five more people have to include you. So if you've just been listening so far, pick up the phone right now. Stop. You don't want to be a passive observer. Go for it. If this has even interested you in the slightest bit, I promise you that when you get there, it's going to blow you away. You're going to be blown away with how much you've grown by the end of that weekend. So pick up the phone right now. Make the call to WBAI. And, you know, if you've got something, if you think, oh, I've got this weekend, I've got, you know, I've got a wedding, I've got this, I've got that, cancel it. Show up. I'm serious. Because it's like, I mean, you know, there's certain things that change your life forever. And mm-hmm. this is absolutely one of these.
Explain what neurodesign engineering is.
Neurodesign engineering is a collection of tools that I've just, you know, I worked for the largest schools of NLP in the world. And then I created neurolinguistic programming. And then I created the largest NLP training school in the world. We were about 10 times bigger than anybody else out there doing it at the time. And I was teaching clinical hypnosis, but then I designed a whole series of trainings myself, one on how to find your passion. And it was about everything that I thought people needed in life, how to find your passion and follow your destiny and stay on path, and how to drop the masks. You know, I find that a lot of people wear masks in life, that in fact, probably all of us. This is when you drop the mask, you get to reveal the true power of who you really are, rather than hiding and playing small and not really showing up. I designed programs to help people where I literally would just hypnotize people. You've been to them and help them to think like billionaires so they could go out and create massive wealth.
From a different mindset, yes.
In a conscious way, And I took all these programs and I'm like, well, I designed all these programs. So I just combined them and squished them all together. And I made programs that were far more powerful than my NLP certifications or my hypnosis certificate. I just brought it all together. And I call that science neurodesign engineering. It's about using the power of your mind, your body, your nervous system to channel and express who you are as a conscious being in far more powerful ways to create the life that you want.
So you're using your latest in neuroscience combined with wealth techniques and wealth building techniques and changing with hypnosis and the mindset. So it really is combining three.
It's combining three different disciplines. It's combining everything that I've studied over the years. And, you know, I had the very good fortune to work for Dale Carnegie Training for a long time. And I love the leadership mindset and stuff.
But you're always learning. I've noticed that, you know, you can go into a hotel room, you're staying the night, and you'll flip around the channels and you'll find those shows that are great for, you know, moving the human spirit forward. And
what were you doing in my hotel room at night? Yeah. But you're right. Yeah.
I know you're
curious. But you get those peepholes on the side. No, I know. I'm joking. That's a joke.
You always cite stuff that to me. Oh, did you see the show? Yeah. You know about the news. I mean, you're always keeping up to date and learning. You're always learning.
Yeah, I like to. And you know what? I'm learning even more right now. I've just plugged myself into two or three more classes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Right now that I'm back in LA, you know, I've plugged myself into two or three more classes. And it's like, I'm ready to
get to the next level.
Yeah.
You're always growing, which is what I love. And therefore, you teach.
You too, my dear.
I am a growth junkie.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love being able to, I mean, live a full octane life and to be fully activated all the time. But in order to do that, you can't be living through your limiting beliefs.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Not a way to live full on. And it's also a way to help the most people possible is when you are activated and you are switched on and turned on and wanting to help, you know, in every single way. So it inspires me to be able to, you know, be an example. And I'm not always like that. I'm not 100% conscious all the time, walking around fully aware. I mean, I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
So
We all are. But that's the magic.
It.
It's part of the recognition of that makes you.
So this is part of what I love to do is continue my education all the time. I'm always learning. I don't know it all. I've hosted, you know, 15 years of the Aware Show and probably interviewed over 4,000 guests, and I'm still learning.
Always.
Because I love it.
Yeah.
I know that I am always in room for improvement. Life happens, and because I live, you know, a pretty active life, things do come up that challenge me a lot. So I love to use these tools to come up against those challenges.
And the reality is, it is a lifestyle. And that's what people, they go, oh, I went to this motivational seminar and, you know, my life got better, I got excited, and then I dropped back down. Well,
right.
The reason why that happens is because it's not about getting a shot in the arm. It's about a lifestyle. It's about,
yeah,
you know, the tools that you'll learn in this weekend will blow you away. I believe that they are, I believe this weekend is amongst the best in the world. And the reason why I say that is because I've been around for a long time. So, you know, I've been to a lot of different programs, and I've had the biggest names in personal development have their trainers come and train with us. We develop a reputation as being the place to come for that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We built the biggest personal development presence in 4 different countries around the world, and so I've seen a lot of different stuff, and I've jam-packed everything, the best of the best of everything, into this weekend. So I know it's one of those types of programs that, like you say, will help you to live that full octane life.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you know, and the best, the secret sauce, the magic of this weekend is the subconscious programming, is the information that you get at the unconscious level. It's not just somebody standing on stage talking at your conscious mind. You actually go into visualizations and meditations and processes that you walk through your own unconscious mind and layer in the values and beliefs that you then, you know, that you create throughout the weekend. So you are using self-hypnosis to layer in new ideas, thoughts, beliefs, and structures to improve the quality of your life. It's all originated by you. Nobody is telling you or making you believe anything that you are not fully 100% creating yourself and aligned with, because you yourself create your own values. It's nobody else's values that are taught to you during this weekend. It's your own. And so you get to reform them.
And then you get to learn how to do it with other people. I knew that's where you were
so
going.
That's so cool. And you get it all in at the unconscious level so that you are, these are now habits. These are patterns.
Yeah, they're not habits.
Habits.
Yeah, okay. Habitual habits. Take our speaking class. Lisa and I are running one together.
I love not being able to talk. It's fabulous.
If you've been sitting on the fence, call in and donate right now. This is for the station, and you get value that's worth 100 times that, and you get a share it with the rest of the world too.
And we've been very chatty, so now's a chance for you guys to give us a call. We're towards the end of the show here, and this is your opportunity to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Ooh, we got 3 minutes, and if you need to keep calling, just keep calling until you get through and make your donation.
212-209-2950. Also, you can donate online at give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2, WBAI.org. And the phone number again is 212-209-2950. Give us a call right now. Remember to be very clear with your name, your phone number, and your email address, because Chris will then give you the location, the details, all the information you need to know about the weekend. It's December 5, 6, 7. Block off the evening of the 5th, 6th, and the 7th. And if you are motivated and inspired to do the 8th, you will learn how to turn it all into a business.
You should.
Which is really cool.
Give a call. Support the station. You know, if you haven't made a pledge yet, this is your time. And we really need you. We need your support to keep the programming going here, and we really appreciate your listenership. And
I appreciate you. Thank you, Chris Howard.
And I appreciate you.
Yes, and this is Lisa Garr. And until next time, as always, I invite you to stay aware.
And you are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, New York City, WBAI at 99.5 FM. Hour of the Wolf normally would begin at 1:30, or in this case, 1 a.m., but we have a special report that is scheduled to begin in a minute, and that is the actual reason I'm interrupting, is to just make sure that it goes on exactly at 1, shut up phone, and so that you will be up with the current events that we are here to bring you. But do not forget, call that pledge number, 212-209-2950. Once again, 212-209-2950. This is WBAI New York.
For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. A grand jury cleared white police officer Danielle Pantaleo in the videotaped chokehold death of an unarmed black man, Eric Garner, of Staten Island. He was stopped for selling loose, untaxed cigarettes. This triggered protests by New Yorkers who likened the case to the deadly police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri. Federal prosecutor Eric Holder said now that the local Staten Island investigation is completed, the feds will conduct their own investigation.
The Justice Department will proceed with a federal civil rights investigation into Mr. Garner's death. I spoke with the widow of Eric Garner to inform her and her family of our decision to investigate potential federal civil rights violations.
Holder said his prosecutors will conduct a thorough, fair, and expeditious investigation.
In addition to performing our own investigative work, the department will conduct a complete review of the material gathered during the local investigation.
Gwen Carr, Eric Garner's mom, is very pleased about this.
We got to make this right. And we're so happy that the federal government is now talking about taking over and investigating. We asked them twice before, but now they see how important it is for them to come in and take this case, and as well as the other cases, the Brown case.
Meanwhile, through the police union, Pantaleo apologized to the Garner family, but that means nothing to them. Here's Eric Garner's wife, Esau Garner.
No, I don't accept his apology. No, I could care less about his condolences. No, I could care less. He's still working. He's still getting a paycheck. He's still feeding his kids. And my husband is 6 feet under, and I'm looking for a way to feed my kids now.
Eric Garner was stopped by police for selling loose cigarettes. U.S. Representative from New York, Nydia Velasquez, says the police need to re-examine their policing methods.
I do believe that broken window policies and policing has so much to do with this.
The police tactic of broken windows was instituted by NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton when he was commissioner back in 1995. And there's outrage from many quarters.
This grand jury couldn't return a charge for assault.
New York State Representative Hakeem Jeffries.
This grand jury couldn't return a charge for involuntary manslaughter. This grand jury couldn't return a charge for criminally negligent homicide. This grand jury couldn't return a charge for reckless endangerment of human life. This grand jury couldn't even see fit to charge this officer with a misdemeanor. What more does America need to see?
You don't have to be a lawyer, an ex-prosecutor. No, a human being was killed.
Congressmember Charlie Rangel.
He was surrounded by policemen. No one else touched him. And the grand jury did not say that he committed suicide. They didn't say what happened. That's why it's important that the district attorney has an obligation to bring the facts to New Yorkers and American people to see how they could have possibly stretched their imagination to reach that decision. And more importantly, to find out which side was the district attorney on.
A video shot by an onlooker and widely viewed online showed the 43-year-old Garner telling a group of police officers to leave him alone as they tried to arrest him. Pantaleo responded by wrapping his arm around Garner's neck in a chokehold, which is banned under NYPD policy. The heavyset Garner, who had asthma, was heard repeatedly gasping, "I can't breathe." A second video surfaced that showed police and paramedics appearing to make no effort to revive Garner while he lay motionless on the ground. He later died at a hospital.
It's frankly, from my point of view, much more shocking even than the failure to indict in Ferguson, Missouri. There was at least some conflicting testimony.
New York Congressmember Jerry Nadler.
An apparently felonious action on videotape. Someone engaging in an illegal chokehold that causes someone's death. It's very difficult to understand how there cannot be an indictment, how there is not at least probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed. No one can doubt what happened. You do not have conflicting testimony. You have the evidence that for no apparent reason, a person accused of a trivial crime, selling loose cigarettes, is put in a chokehold, a hold recognized by medical practitioners and in law as dangerous and liable to produce death, a hold that is prohibited by the practices of the New York Police Department specifically because it can produce death, which then produces death, and there's no indictment.
Police union officials and Pantaleo's lawyer argued that the officer used a takedown move taught by the NYPD, not a banned chokehold. That's because they say Garner was resisting arrest and that his poor health was the main reason he died. While details on the grand jurors was not disclosed, Staten Island is the most politically conservative of the city's five boroughs. It's home to many police and firefighters. Linda Perry, WBAI.
The WBAI University of the Air will present on Tuesday, December 9th, starting at 7 p.m., a forum discussing the new film by Laura Poitras, Citizen 4, on the Edward Snowden revelations on U.S. government surveillance. This will be held at 388 Atlantic Avenue between Hoyt and Bond Street at WBAI's offices at the Commons. Again on Tuesday night, December 9th, starting at 7 p.m., the WBAI University of the Air will present a forum on the impact of Citizen 4, the new documentary by Laura Poitras about the Snowden revelations. The forum will be held at 388 Atlantic Avenue between Hoyt and Bond Street at the Commons, where WBAI is located in Brooklyn. All are welcome.
Hi, I'm Gary Knoll. I'd like to invite you to a special fundraising world premiere of the new film, Poverty, Inc., getting to the bottom of all the income inequality issues from all around the world. It was filmed over 5 years. It's going to be premiering the week of December 5th through the 11th. There'll be 35 showings at the Quad Theater. It is a fundraiser for WBAI. We have the leading voices, Jim Garrison and Dennis Halliday, Chris Hedges, Michael Hudson, Harvey Cox, Professor Emeritus, Harvard Divinity School, Gerald Salante, all the leading voices, over 60 major voices speaking out against poverty. Come and watch this unique film and select which specific performance you'd like to be at. There'll be panelists there. There'll be discussions afterwards. Call 877-627-5065. That's 877-627-5065.
Take it, gentlemen.
Hi, I'm David Kennedy, inviting you to join me Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m. for the Everything Old is New Again holiday concert. It's a benefit for WBAI at the Metropolitan Room.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a usually weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. Those things I just mentioned have an unfortunate habit of intersecting with reality. And we have tonight a guest, Jennifer Marie. Thank you.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Well, in the season of joy and hope and goodwill, I'm afraid I bring sad tidings. Katniss Everdeen, intelligent, resourceful, courageous Katniss Everdeen, has succumbed to Bella Swan disease. In the awkwardly titled The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 1, and as played by Jennifer Lawrence, she's gone from defiant teen to passive dish rag. Okay, maybe not as annoyingly so as the mopey protagonist of the Twilight franchise, but it's clear that she's been robbed of much of her agency. She's acted upon and reacts instead of acting. Now in the hands of forces rebelling against the dictatorial reign of President Snow, played by Donald Sutherland, she's manipulated for propaganda purposes. She's trapped in a romantic triangle between PETA and Gail, Josh Hutcherson and Liam Hemsworth, respectively. And since PETA is trapped in Capital City for the duration, there can be no resolution to that dilemma. She talks to TV screens, whether or not she expects the TV screens to talk back. And here's the thing. All this may be resolved in part two. In fact, I fully expect all of it to be resolved in part two, that what we see here is just the start of a character arc that comes to completion in the back half. But that's the problem with the now prevalent practice of splitting a YA franchise's final book into two parts. You're getting half the story, and it appears that the producers, cynically aware that they've got an audience locked in for the next chapter anyway, now don't feel obligated to provide a self-contained narrative that will provide a satisfying experience within the film itself. What little storyline there is to part one could best be described as prelude to war. Director Francis Lawrence, who did okay with the previous installment, Catching Fire, doesn't help things by staging most of the film in bombed-out villages and buildings and an immense underground bunker, making the surroundings as stagnant and stifling as the story. We're being told that a revolution has started, but we see precious little of it. Aftermath and Kat's reaction to such are mostly what we get. I suspect this is a function of budget. One of the reasons these films are so successful is that they're kept on a tight rein. But man, there's a lot of talking about things, but very little of the thing itself. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 is pretty much in the same position as Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. That penultimate episode was also a moribund affair, leading eventually to a quite satisfying finale. I can hope the same will apply to this installment of the adventures of Katniss and crew, but if you want to know what my Christmas wish is this year, it's that a sort of collective muscle memory develops for the audiences of these films, that people realize that they're not going to be getting a full experience for their money, that they actually wait a year, watch the first half on video, and then go to the theater for the hopefully cracking finale. Once the studios see their box office plummeting for these split narratives, they can then give up the whole awful practice. The genre can only benefit. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website. So if you want to check out what you've missed, please go to mightymoviepodcast.com.
Thank you, Dan. And you are tuned to listener sponsor WBAI in New York City, Pacifica Radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM and webcasting over WBAI.org. This is probably a more succinct, no, less succinct web address you can go to, but if you go to WBAI.org, it'll say, listen here, and you can do that, and we hope that many of you are doing that. Okay, let's see. Ooh, do I have any announcements? Yes. Last night, you should come to our reading. No, you missed it. Sorry. Next week, Is it next week, KGB? I think it is. I think it is. And I think it's like really good people reading at the other reading series. That isn't the one that I put on. It's the one that people like Ellen Datlow and Matthew Kressel.
2 weeks. The 17th.
It's on the 17th. So I'll announce it anyway. on East, what is it, 83 East 4th Street?
85.
Or is it 85? It's the KGB bar. You go there, you see the letters KGB in the Ukraine Theater, you're going to the right place. And who are the readers? Stephen Gould, is it?
I have it written here somewhere. Stephen Gould and Rajan Khanna.
Raj Khanna. Oh, God. That guy. He hasn't been on our air since 3 weeks ago. Anyway, if you're tuned 3 weeks ago, he has a new novel out called Falling Sky, which is very, very good. And he will be reading from that, no doubt, at the KGB Fantastic Fiction Series. Our next reading will be that's the New York Review of Science Fiction Readings, will be at the Soho Gallery for Digital Art. And 138 Sullivan Street. And Sarah Pinsker will be coming in. I think she's from the D.C. area. And she's a wonderful short story writer and music artist. And she will be reading with Daniel Jose Older, who is a musician and writer. And his first novel is coming out, and boy, is he puffed up about it. And yeah, right. I hope everybody listening to the radio, you see us going over three people in the room going, yep. He certainly is. The month after that, February 3rd. February 3rd. Another first-time novelist whose book, Elysium, was published officially 2 days ago? It's the 3rd now.
Yeah,
today's
2 days.
December 3rd.
Yes, 2 days.
Well, it depends. If you're listening in California online, it was published a day ago.
Okay.
But if you're listening in New York City, it was published 2 days ago.
Yeah. All blends together to me.
It's all time.
Yes.
It's all time travel. Yes. Anyway, especially, and if you're listening on a podcast, God knows when. It came out December 1st, and it is quite the debut novel, and our reader then will be Jennifer Marie Brissett and a player to be named later. And I want to talk to you about that because I had a very crafty little idea of to team you with.
Okay.
Yeah. March, I discovered last night, I was informed last night by people who attended the reading, will be one of our tribute things to writers who have passed. And this time it will be R.A. Lafferty, Raphael Aloysius Lafferty, who is one of the most amazing writers in the English language of all time, and almost thoroughly forgotten. He's almost totally out of print. Regular listeners to this program, or even irregular listeners, depending on how your stomach is, will have heard a number of his stories on the air. And Narrow Valley, which is the one with Basil Bagel Baker. It all takes place in one night. Doesn't matter. R.A. Lafferty is a great writer. We will be doing a tribute to him. What form it will take, I do not know, but I certainly know who I'm going to invite. And some of them are the usual suspects. ReaderCon had an R.A. Lafferty panel. He just turned 100 years old. Okay. Died, I guess, about 20 years ago. But he would have been 100 a few months ago. And that's March. April, okay, I just had to go with it. I'm sorry, it's Sam and Janet Evening, or Sam Enchanted Evening. We're doing Sam's. Sam J. Miller. And actually, I believe the last time you were on the program, were you not on with Sam J. Miller?
I first read him.
As a matter of fact. And you also read with him.
Yes, I did.
At the New York Review of Science Fiction Readings during the what was that called when the freezing winds
come down? The vortex thing?
That was it, yeah.
Yes.
It was the polar vortex or something like that. It sounded like something out of Doctor Who.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was. Would you do me a favor and pull that microphone closer to you? I've turned it off. Yeah, just yank it. There you. That's good. That's good. Now lean back again and be comfy. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, better, better.
That's better.
And the polar vortex, that was it. They really called it that.
Yeah.
And despite the fact, that was like a January reading.
Yes,
it was.
Like
January 2nd or 3rd. And despite the fact that it was so bleeping cold outside, we had a nice audience, about 30 braving what was wind chill factor of like under 20 degrees.
It was not pretty.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a good reading, nevertheless. Yeah. So Sam J. Miller, who has since, I think, legally changed his name to Shirley Jackson Award-winning Sam J. Miller. Well, he said on Facebook he was going to do that.
Yes.
His husband told me last night that he hasn't legally done that yet because I don't know. It wouldn't affect his husband's name at all.
No,
so,
no.
I don't know.
Yeah, I could picture him doing that.
Yeah, Sam J. Miller, and the first person who I ever worked for here at WBAI, another Sam, Delaney. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a middle initial, so that's Samuel R. Delaney. So mm-hmm. Sam J. Miller, Samuel R. Delaney. If you don't, Sam Miller is an up-and-coming writer just like Jennifer Marie Brissett. If you don't know who Samuel R. Delaney is, shame on you. That's all. Look it up. Read anything. Oh, what should people start with? Einstein Intersection? Dahlgren is a hard read.
Yeah.
Dahlgren is genius. Mm. Dahlgren is a book that will be studied in 100 years. Yeah. And people will argue over it in 100 years. Mm-hmm. It infuriated masters of science fiction like Lester Dahl. Right? This is not science fiction. And oh my God, there's... I guess you could call it porn. I think Delaney would call it porn because it's porn in the book. But, you know, out of what, 950 pages, 3 pages?
It's a brick.
It's a brick, but it's a great brick. Yeah. It's a really great brick. It took me 3 times.
Okay. That makes me feel better because I'm on my second try.
Yeah. It was my third try. The first time it was just impenetrable. The second time I got a little further, like all the way to page 50. Mm. And then all of a sudden, I don't know why, it was maybe what was going on in my life. Mm. Or the polar vortex came in over somebody's head. And I was able to breeze through it. And then when you get to the last line.
Oh, if you give things away, I'm going to kill you.
All I'm saying is, when you get to the last line, you want to read it again.
Okay. Fair enough.
No spoilers.
Okay. No spoilers.
Let's just say that he works with our concept of place and time. Hmm. And after you've gotten the vision, the scope of what he has done here, I would compare his work to Pynchon. In some ways, when you get the scope of it, then you want to say, oh my God, well, wasn't it in this part? And you just want to read it again. And there's a literary trick that he pulls that makes you want to read it again. And it worked. So I've now read the book 3 times.
Wow. Okay.
And so that's who we, and he was the Grandmaster. Science Fiction Writers of America finally anointed him. Well, they do wait until people are in their not dotted years, but as Rick Bowes would put it, but into their grand years.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Yeah, let's
Hi,
talk
Jen.
About me. Hi.
So this is, what, your third time on the show?
My second time.
First solo?
My first solo, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the reason I had the excuse, reason you're on the show is because you're a good writer.
Oh.
But the excuse that I used to have you on with Sam is that you were each doing reading series at that time.
Yes.
Sam is like, what's the word? He does guerrilla reading series. Like all of a sudden pops up and he says, I'm doing a reading at, you know, Blue Stockings.
Yeah.
Or something like
and
that.
And half the city shows up.
Yeah. But you were starting what we were hoping would be.
Yeah.
And could be again.
Oh, yeah, oh, it could be again. It's not completely gone.
Yeah,
I just got really, really busy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Yeah.
But I have to talk to you about venues.
Yeah.
I believe I have.
Yeah. Venue. That was part of the trick, too. That was...
Yeah. And I let me put it this way. The venue that we used last night for Ellen Kushner and Delia Sherman was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's in Brooklyn. Some people can find it.
Yeah, some people.
We had about 60 people there.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was raining.
Oh, it was definitely raining.
It was not a pleasant night no, after last night.
It but was definitely raining.
We had a good audience, and there was singing. You know, it was very festive.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, I'll talk to you about that space.
Yeah.
Just ignore the radio station on the third floor.
Okay.
Which is not where... We're in Harlem now.
Yes.
We're at CCNY, up on Sugar Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But rumor has it that we're going to be moving broadcast facilities down to 388 Atlantic Avenue.
Cool.
But the ground floor
uh-huh.
is a great venue. Anyway.
Okay.
So that was the Kindred reading series.
Yes. He did about 6 or 7 readings. I can't remember. It's all kind of a blur.
Yeah, I recorded 2 of them, I think. I recorded the very first one, which is actually outdoors.
Yeah, that was outdoors, and I'm not sure how good that turned out because of the street.
No, the recording was awful.
Yeah. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we did quite a few, and I planned more.
And you had last week's guest in this program as one of the readers. Nora Jemison.
Nora, yes. That's right.
She was my guest last week.
Yes.
Now, this is total coincidence. This is total coincidence that 3 weeks ago, Rajan Khanna, 2 weeks ago was supposed to be Elia Johnson, but we were preempted with only hours to go by California. And I did not get to record with her, but she comes up from Mexico every so often.
Yes.
She'll be back. Yeah. Then last week, Nora Jemison.
Yes.
This week, you, Jennifer Marie Brissett.
Yes.
And my mind is mush.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Next week, by phone, Cherie Renee Thomas.
Oh, lovely, Cherie.
Now, people are going to say, are you just doing POC writers?
That's right, you should
do WPOC, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool,
that
WPOC.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, and the answer is no.
Yeah.
I believe in outreach, and maybe that has something to do with
it. Oh, but you're not exactly
but I
reaching down when you have Nora on or something like that.
I had Nora on the air before she... No, she'd already published like 1 or 2 stories, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, coming in with the altered fluid people. That was like her 8th time on the show.
Wow.
Yeah, only about 3rd time solo.
Yeah. I knew Nora long before the whole thing.
But now, yeah. But yeah. Well, explain why that would be. I mean, if there were a bookstore or something.
No, actually, what had nothing to do with the bookstore?
It had nothing to do with the bookstore.
The bookstore had closed.
Okay, well, first talk about how you knew Nora, then talk about the bookstore.
Okay. Well, the bookstore had closed, and I sincerely didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing with my life. And I was sort of still fishing around for a lot of things. And I started messing around with meetup.com.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
Well, starting to see, I had an interest in science fiction. And there was a science fiction group there, but the person who was running it really wasn't meeting. And there was this girl from Boston who said she's coming and she'll take over the group and we'll meet when she gets here. And we waited and waited and waited, and I'm coming. And this girl finally arrived, and we started meeting in a tea shop. Gosh, where is that? It's the Village or someplace down by NYU. And sometimes it would just be the two of us, and sometimes it would be three or four of us. And the group started to grow a little bit. We had some weird characters that showed up sometimes. And
weird characters in the science
community? I know, you know. It's just,
what are the odds?
What are the odds? But I really liked her, and we sort of, you know, we didn't really know each other that well, but we did meet. Sometimes, you know, it would just be the two of us, we'd have tea or something. And her name was Nora.
Mm.
And I actually had a trouble connecting this N.K. Jemisin to this. I didn't know who she was. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's that. That's the girl I used to hang out with. And so I've known Nora before she was
N.K.
N.K.
Yes. And people should we have to plug it.
Mm.
And one volume is now available, the Inheritance Trilogy with a new novella.
Yes.
You know, so like you've got all three books, so you think you've got the whole thing, Broken Kingdom and this and that. Mm. No, sorry, you got to buy this one too.
Yeah, I think that just came out like a few days ago or something.
Yes, that's
like that.
Correct. That's correct. That's why she was on the show last week.
Yeah.
And we had to record that. Because the weather was lousy.
Mm.
So she came over to Barwell Studios, and we recorded there. And I literally mailed the show into WBAI. And thanks, Reggie and Max, by the way, for getting it on the air.
Cool.
The bookstore.
The bookstore. Wow. It's about 10 years ago now, I think. I got this crazy idea to start a bookstore. I had a little money from an IPO that I cashed in because I used to be a software engineer back in the days when that sort of thing could happen. And I decided that I wanted to open up a community bookstore. And I think about it now and I'm like, oh my God, what the hell was I thinking? But it was a small place, but it was vibrant. It was full of a lot of great energy.
Yeah.
Jeff was my, he was my partner then. He's my husband now. I guess still
so
my partner.
So partner and husband.
Yeah. we did the book selection, and we had a little cafe in the back and a little garden. And, you know, we worked really hard on that thing. And it was really an act of love.
And it was really just a friendly, open kind of a place, even though it was a bookstore that concentrated in many ways on writers of color and all that. It was for everybody to come to, and everybody was welcome. And the moment you set foot in that door, you knew you were welcome.
I tried to make it
that way. It was a great vibe.
And we had customers from all over, literally all over the world. I was really shocked one day when this woman who barely spoke English handed me a magazine that had a picture of my storefront, and it was all in Japanese. And she was Japanese herself, and she's like, I came here because I read about you in this magazine.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, things like that would happen. I mean, we just had all kinds of people.
You had events.
We had events. We had readings.
That's right.
We had children's story time readings.
I came for the readings as opposed to the children's story
time. Oh, the first reader. On the first day that we opened, because we planned that entire week to have like a reading a night to just try to really launch the store. And the first reader we ever had was Cherie and a group of her.
And we have to mention, since we'll mention it next week, that Cherie Renee Thomas is editor of one of the most important landmark anthologies ever in the history of science fiction, Dark Matters, out in ebook format this week.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We were her first reading, and she was our first reading.
Oh, cool.
So,
and she became a curator of the New York Review of Science Fiction Readings for 2 years.
Yeah, you told me that.
That's right.
Which is sort of very cool.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it was
and an on and off co-host of this radio program.
Wow. She's done a lot of stuff. I mean, it was, I had no idea when the book was presented to me because I had never heard of such a thing. And honestly, I didn't. I had only maybe had heard of. Yeah, I did hear of Octavia Butler. I knew of Sam Delaney. But I really had not heard of other science fiction.
That's the whole point.
Writers of color.
I consider myself a professional collector of knowledge about science fiction. Mm-hmm. And I could probably name seven. Mm. And I think that was pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's very good.
You know, and I could name people that, I could name one or two people that Cherie didn't know.
Mm.
That was a writer named Jesse Miller, who wrote a really interesting short story in Analog in the 70s about Harlem being a walled city.
Wow.
Keeping itself separate, just having seceded from New York City. It was called Pigeon City. It was a really good, really good novella. I don't know what happened to this writer since. I think he's continued writing, but not SF.
Mm-hmm. Well, that can happen.
But I mean, Octavia had already been on the show when that book came out, and Chip was my first boss here at WBAI. Or actually, he was my, I worked for him. He worked for Baird Searles, who's drama and literature director. Mm-hmm. And Chip was doing the Star Pit here. And I was the most important person on that production because who's going to fetch the coffee?
Of course. I was the gopher.
I was 13.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah. Well, at the time, you know, when I don't think I even got a galley of the book. I just heard about it and it sounded sort of intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And the schedule just worked out that she would be the first one. She showed up with like four of the other readers. I can't even, I think Amma Patterson was one of them and Linda Addison.
I met Amma through Cherie. I met Terrence Taylor, who's now a close friend and frequent guest on this program through Cherie.
I mean, it was an interesting thing to see happen, and it just sort of stayed in the back of my mind. I didn't really, I mean, I've always had an interest in science fiction, and I never really thought of myself as a writer at all. But I kept going with the store, and I kind of probably physically hurt myself doing the store several times, you know, with my knees, you know, lifting boxes. And just the strain and the stress of that time, because there was so much strangeness going on.
Mm-hmm. I was a stock boy at the science fiction shop in the early 70s.
It's not a joke.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole thing. And plus running the cafe and doing all the, you know, the event planning and everything kind of really came down to me. Jeff did a lot of work. He did a lot of the marketing, which... he just sort of got pulled in more and more as the store went on. And I really, you know, started to lean on him a lot for, you know, for some of the, you know, I just couldn't get
this
done.
This is where? Flatbush?
This was on Fulton.
Fulton
in Fort Greene.
Okay.
And, there was a lot of changes happening around that area around the time. The recession... Nobody really wanted to call it a recession, but it sure was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was going on and off. Like, you kept thinking that maybe it wasn't happening, but it was. And a lot of my customers lost their jobs. I just watched them leave one by one. I mean, they would come by and say goodbye to me, say, sorry, I'm leaving. And that was before 9/11.
Yeah.
Even that summer was really when people started losing
their
work.
Yeah, this wasn't the 2008 Bush recession. This was the
before that.
One, yeah.
And 9/11, actually, things sort of perked up after 9/11, believe it or not. Because, you know, money kind of was funneling back into the city because...
Also, there's an old quote, I think it's Voltaire, in times of trouble, the arts flourish.
Yeah. I mean, it was a shocking time. I think everybody was pretty numb. I know I was numb. You know, I put on an event a few days after 9/11... where I had members of the Muslim community speak to the community.
Mm-hmm.
One of them at the time, I think Conrad Muhammad was still in the Nation of Islam, I believe, at the time. He's now since, I believe, converted back to Christianity. But he spoke, and a representative of a mosque around the corner spoke. And it was this moment of... A lot of people just showed up, and I think they just need.